And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is blasting a move by the world's top criminal court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and leaders of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Among those Karim Khan wants to charge,
the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Here in Washington,
the United States fundamentally rejects the announcement today.
As the president said, is outrageous.
Both State Department spokesman Matthew Miller and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby ripped the move.
There should be no equivalence between Israel and Hamas.
A three-judge panel will decide whether to issue the warrants. But even if they are issued, since Israel is not a member of the court, neither Netanyahu nor his defense minister face any immediate prosecution risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. counterterrorism official speaking in Qatar Monday said that the U.S. Hamas surprise attack inside Israel that launched the current war in Gaza has upended the U.S. strategy in the Middle East.
Speaking at the 2024 Global Security Forum in Doha Monday, director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, Christine Abizad, called the Hamas attack one of the most consequential terror attacks since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S., and it has changed the way the Counterterrorism Center does its job. She said it is a reminder they have to stay focused on the global threat environment.
It reminds us whether you're focused on the Iran threat, the Al-Qaeda threat, the ISIS threat, the lone actor threat, the racially or ethnically motivated violent extremist threat, the anti-institutionalist, anti-government threat. All of these threats exist all at the same time, and we have to be vigilant.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Reuters in an exclusive interview Monday his Western allies are taking too long to make key decisions on sending military support to Ukraine. More from Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Every decision takes ages. We arrive at this decision later on, but it's like 1 year too late.
Zelensky also said he was pushing Western partners to get more directly involved in the war by helping to intercept Russian missiles and to allow Ukraine to use Western weapons against enemy military equipment at the border and further inside Russian territory. The United States has resisted Ukrainian calls to use its missiles against internationally recognized Russian territory, reflecting concerns in the West about the risk of escalation.
The Environmental Protection Agency warns that cyber attacks against water utilities around the United States are becoming more frequent and more severe. The agency on Monday issued an alert urging water systems to take immediate action to protect the nation's drinking water. The EPA said about 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the past year violated standards meant to protect cyber attacks or protect from cyber attacks. They cited basic errors such as the failing to change default passwords or cut off system access to former employees. The EPA says nations, including Russia, China, and Iran, are actively seeking the ability to disable critical U.S. infrastructure. Many water systems have modest staffing and resources to harden themselves against attacks. More from Reuters' David Doyle on former South African President Jacob Zuma being disqualified for running for a seat in Parliament in next week's national election because of a previous criminal conviction.
This was a closely watched decision because of its potential to influence the outcome of the vote. Zuma, who was forced to quit as president in 2018, has fallen out with the governing African National Congress. Instead, he's been campaigning for Umkhonto weSizwe, a new party named after the ANC's former armed wing. Opinion polls suggest the ANC's majority is at risk for the first time in three decades. And MK, as it's known, is a threat, especially in Zuma's home province of KwaZulu-Natal. Monday's ruling stems from a decision by South Africa's Electoral Commission in March to disqualify Zuma. That was on the basis that the Constitution prohibits anyone given a prison sentence of 12 months or longer from holding a parliamentary seat.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.